Okay, I just wanted to give some of the basic guidelines of Bishul cooking on Shabbos. Okay, number one, Bishul is basically is the change. What does Bishul mean? It's the change of a property of food or any type of a substance through heat. In other words, the texture, whether it's inside or whether it's outside, will change through a heat source. That's the basic definition of what Bishul means. Now it applies Bishul. When we say Bishul, it also applies to any type of food or any type of non-food. For example, wax, metal. To give one nice example, let's say wax fell on somebody had a becher. They used it for Havdalah, and they got some wax from the Havdalah candle on it. Now the next week they want to use it for Kiddush, so they want to first put some hot water from the urn or from a kettle that's on the fire into that becher. And now they're going to melt the wax. That would not be allowed to be done on Shabbos. That will be the Isra of Bishul of melting the actual wax. We also have another example, a incandescent bulb. Putting on an incandescent bulb on Shabbos, everybody knows, not allowed to be done. But the reason is, again, you are heating up the metal. That's as far as the main definition of Bishul. Now the question is, how hot is Bishul? What when we talk about Bishul on Shabbos, what is the amount of heat that one needs? And that is basically the lowest temperature. It's what we call in halacha yad soledes bo. When one puts his hand on the cup or on the pot, and he can't keep his hand over there. And what temperature is that? We're going to say the lowest temperature is 104. The lowest shita is 104, and the highest shita is 120. So we have to be machmir in general. Once a food or an item, it goes up to 104. We're going to say that it has a din, a halacha of yad saledes bay, and then it will be coming into the realm of Bishul. But now the question is, as a general rule, you can't always touch the outside of a pot or the outside of a cup, because usually inside, whatever's inside the pot or the cup is usually a little bit hotter. So you have to assume whatever's inside the pot or cup is going to be hotter. Now the question is, we can't go measuring. We're not going to go measuring on Shabbos in general. You're not allowed to measure, so we're not going to stop measuring. Is it 104? Is it 103? Is it 100? Is it 90? But in the general principle guideline to go with is yad saledes bo. If somebody touches something, you touch the outside of a cup, or you touch the outside of a pot, or let's say a blech, which we're going to discuss. If you can't keep your fingers on it, then as soon as you touch it, you have to move away your fingers, or you have to move away your hand because it's too hot. You have to assume that that is already considered yad soledes bo, and it's coming into the realm of Bishul. Now, there is a gezeira in Bishul. That's as far as the actual guidelines of Bishul go. What is considered Bishul? Now, as far as what it applies to, it applies to not just regular food, but even a not just food that has to be cooked, for example, like raw chicken, but Bishul also applies to raw foods that could be eaten in a state when they're raw, for example, like an apple, for example, a peach, vegetables, all these type of things which could be eaten even though they're raw. If somebody goes and cooks it on Shabbos, that will still fall into the Isser of Bishul. Now, there's a gezeira from Chazal that one would not be allowed to put something into a place. One would not be allowed to leave, for example, a bottle. I have a baby bottle, and I want to warm up my baby bottle on Shabbos, so I'm going to put it near the fire, right? I need the milk, or I need the juice or water to be warm for the baby, so I'll put it right near the fire. Now, there's a gezeira from Chazal that if one puts that bottle near the fire, near the pot, or any other place where it could become to the point of Yad Saledes by above 104 degrees, even if he keeps it there all day long, he's going to keep it there for a very long period of time, but after a long period of time, it will become to Yad Saledes. So Chazal said, no, you cannot put anything in that area. For example, like we said, a baby bottle, or let's say somebody wants to thaw out, he takes out, let's say milk, a milk bottle that's frozen. He takes out an orange juice bottle that's frozen, and he wants to put it near the fire. But if we know we're going to keep it near the fire for a long enough period of time, it's going to become Yad Saledes bo. We are not allowed to put that milk or put that orange juice near the fire. And now, as far as the actual Bishul goes, it doesn't only apply to fire. It doesn't only apply to to a pot. It could be a radiator, for example, somebody has a very hot steam, or any hot area whereby something could become above 104, above Yad Zeledis, by something that is not cooked or was never cooked before would not be allowed to be put onto that hot area, even though he's going to pull it away right away. I'm going to leave it there for 5 minutes. I'll pull it away when it only hits 80 degrees, 90 degrees. I just want to thaw it out. I just want to warm it up for the baby. No, one cannot put it there if we know that if he leaves it there for a long period of time, it'll become up to Yad Zeledis by. Now, if somebody puts it in a place where it'll never become that hot, so then that's not a problem. He would be allowed to put anything he wants in that area, even though it's going to warm up. Now it's very cold. You have the cold milk for the baby, like we said, and you're putting it in right near near a place of a fire, near the fire, or near a pot, or near a radiator, or so on. He's warming it up. And it's not going to become that hot, so then that we tell you that's not a problem of Bishul, even though the liquid is continuing to rise, the temperature inside the bottle is continuing to rise, as long as it does not hit the level of Yad Zeledis Bay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.